thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today.
No, thanks for having me.
Now, as Tasmania's population is shrinking, there is quite a bit of importance on migrants. How many migrants do you predict moving to Tasmania on a yearly basis will help?
Well, it's the population isn't shrinking as such anymore. It's it's just very, very slight growth. So there was a bit of a turnaround in the last few years, and so we're not shrinking. But the projections over the long term are that the combination of lower natural birth rates and an ageing population means that we really do need to attract international migrants, because international migrants tend to be younger. They tend to be ready to start families and to get out into the workforce, whereas the interstate migrants that we are attracting to Tasmania, and we are attracting some interstate migrants, they tend to be older people that are keen to have a sort of tree change or a sea change towards the end of their careers, and certainly aren't at, you know, in the stage of bearing children. So there's a whole heap of complex population characteristics of Tasmania that the population strategy aims to resolve.
And so I guess how many international migrants do we see moving to Tasmania yearly? If you have any figures.
Yeah, it does change all the time, and it's kind of complicated because the Department of Immigration, it's certainly only in the hundreds. And what we don't know, the Department of Immigration knows the people that come on certain visas. We don't know who leaves, though, because they obviously don't sort of attach a tag to each person and watch where they go. So we know the arrivals of people on skilled visas, humanitarian, family visas. And as I said, that really only is in the multiple hundreds rather than multiple thousands each year. But we also see a lot of people departing, and they aren't all international migrants. But at the Multicultural Council, we represent migrant community organisations, over 50 of them in Tasmania. And over many, many years, we've heard anecdotally from our members that people tend to drift away from Tasmania after a few years. So we're not sticky, in a sense. It's hard for us to retain migrants, international migrants, particularly from non-English speaking backgrounds, for the long term. And we'd like to retain more of those people and those communities, because they make up, you know, they help create a diverse community, and they also help build our population.
Of course. Now, what are the reasons why international migrants are moving away from Tasmania? Because for interstate migrants, it does seem it is work opportunities and that sort of thing. But what are the reasons for international migrants moving away?
Well, we don't know exactly, but we the Multicultural Council did a survey of 200 people last year called the Staying Here Survey, and we got out and, at different events and just asked people if they know somebody who was considering living in Tasmania and some of the reasons why. And that survey found that work opportunities were certainly a major factor, but it wasn't as simple as just work opportunities, because one of the other things that was identified was that people's communities in other states were bigger. So you know, ethnic communities, if they're larger, they also provide people with networks and introductions to and intelligence, in a sense, about where jobs can be found. And so because some of the communities are quite small in Tasmania, they haven't yet sort of built up that critical mass to be able to provide that kind of support for new arrivals. So people did identify that it wasn't just that there were more potential job opportunities, but also they were able to hear about those job opportunities in the bigger cities. And I mean, some of this is simply just a big city factor. That, you know, Tasmania is only 500,000 people total, and Hobart, which is our biggest city, is just a bit over 200,000. So there will be some people that will always want to will be drawn to bigger cities, and there's not much that Tasmania can do about that. However, there are other things that we should be able to fix. like, for example, places of worship. That was another thing that was identified in our survey, that people felt that in Tasmania there weren't necessarily the same sort of, there wasn't the same cultural infrastructure that there was in other places. So, you know, there's only one mosque in Hobart. There's no Sikh temple at all in the whole of Tasmania. There's no Hindi temple. So some of these things have just, you know, again, suffered probably because of smaller communities, and it's just hard work to get those kind of things off the ground. But it just ends up adding to the reasons people decide to relocate somewhere else.
Well, Well, I absolutely love Tasmania. I would move there in a heartbeat. So I could probably answer this question on behalf of you. But I guess what does make Tasmania an attractive place for international migrants to move to? And you did mention about a few things that maybe it does lack, but what else can it offer international migrants?
Well, yeah, I mean, we also, we've started doing a bit more in-depth research on the reasons people stay or leave with the University of Tasmania. So we'll be developing those results over the next few months. But something that comes up all the time, and it sounds really superficial, but people do talk about the beauty, the climate, the fresh air, the sense of community, and there's a, you know, that attracts everybody, whether it's people from, you know, Bhutan or China or New South Wales. So some of those elements, you know, they do really resonate with everybody, that it's that it is a really incredible place, and it is a very down to earth place. There is a lot of you know, it is a very friendly place, and you know, potentially it's there are lots of opportunities, but it is also a place where people's networks are very tight. And one of our jobs as a multicultural council is just to ensure that people from who are new arrivals to Tasmania are getting in touch with local networks and hearing about opportunities and jobs and those kind of things, because sometimes small communities, even though they're friendly, can be a little bit, you know, maybe not the information doesn't swirl around as broadly as it could.
And finally, do you believe the population target of 650,000 people by 2050 can be met?
It's probably a bit of a challenge, because it would require quite a different growth rate than there is at the moment. But on the other hand, it's if you really look at how much it is per how many people it is per year, it's certainly still under the growth rates that you're seeing in mainland Australia. So it's not overly ambitious. And 650,000 by 2050, it's only 150,000 extra people in, you know, many, you know, several decades. So I don't think it will lead to a completely changing face of Tasmania or anything that's, you know, scary for people that worry about too much population growth. I think it's the kind of growth that would be good for Tasmania to have just a, you know, a lot of diversity and different ideas and people and interests coming into the state, and that would make Tasmania even more dynamic than it is at the moment. And, you know, it is dynamic at the moment, it's going through an exciting time, but having more people that actually not just come and have a few years but end up, you know, settling in Tasmania would be a really good thing.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today.
Great, no worries.